I want to welcome in good friend Eric George, president of the Insurance Association of Connecticut here in Bryan & Company. We just talked with Senator Fanfara. So much going on at the Capitol. So much going on in your world. I want to get into the insurance fund, but a lot of people have been talking about the tariffs in so many different ways. Mm-hmm. And do you mind if I ask, have said that it could lead to a real spike in insurance. Like, first of all, that's already been spiky for the last couple of years. But tell me if that's true. But more importantly, why would that be true?
Sure. Well, thanks for having me, Brian. Almost how could it not? So insurance, there's so many aspects to what your premium is made up by. And a lot of it has to do with the supply chain and the cost of product.
But insurance is like insurance. It's like
sure. But as the cost of goods and services, but mostly goods here, go up because of tariffs or other cost drivers, that is going to have an impact on insurance. And we've seen it in auto insurance when the cars, you and I have talked about this, as the cars we drive get more expensive, they get more expensive to build, they get more expensive to repair. It's hard for me, I'm not an economist, I'm a lawyer, but it's hard for me to believe that if tariffs are going to be increasing the cost of goods, how that won't impact your insurance rates. I mean, I can only imagine that it's going to have an upward trend.
You know, it's funny because people always talk on education. Maybe it's front of mind because I have three teenagers and one kid in college, that things would get so expensive, there'd be a tipping point, there'd be a demand destruction, and things would get more in line. Is there a tipping point with insurance? I think mainly of a car insurance. Is there a tipping point where, because there's no demand destruction because you have to have it.
And there is a tipping point. We've seen it already. You said it. You have to have it. It's a law. If you drive, you have to have auto insurance. And people violate that law every day.
So a lot of people are going in without insurance?
There are people who drive either uninsured, completely naked, or underinsured, with just not enough to cover if they get into an accident or if they need repairs on their cars. So we've seen it already. So people, there's an appetite with some folks to skirt the law, say, I'm not going to comply, and drive without any insurance. And that's why you and I and others, in our auto insurance, we actually have a portion of it that goes to uninsured and underinsured. So if you get into an accident with an uninsured driver, you can make a claim on your insurance carrier and you've paid into that.
Hmm. But there's no way that that only makes prices go higher since we have to underwrite those that are uninsured.
Of course it does. I mean, the tube of toothpaste is going to get squeezed on one end and more of it's going to go to the other. That's just the way it works.
Yeah. It's frustrating. Eric George, president of the Insurance Association of Connecticut. I mean, it's necessary, and I totally get it. But it's hard for working people to see such a higher percentage of their overall earnings go toward it. You know,
that's right.
I think that's the hard part. Listen, I want to get to some issues at the Capitol. I didn't know. What is the state insurance fund? I didn't even know about it.
Sure. Why would you? Unless you're a policy wonk like me. So created in 1991. And it's very similar to other states. So the insurance fund basically was created to pay for the operations of the Department of Insurance. The Department of Insurance is the state government arm that regulates insurance carriers, insurance brokers, and the product of insurance and the sale of insurance, business of insurance.
So it's the regulator of insurance in Connecticut.
That is correct.
So and who pays into the fund?
The domestic insurance carriers. So, and this is, again, similar to other states. Insurance carriers pay to fund the insurance fund and to fund the operations of the Department of Insurance. And we support that. We think that's good. We have no problem with that. Over the years, the insurance fund has been abused. And certain programs unrelated to insurance have been placed within the insurance fund. We've seen this in times of state deficits where the state has wanted to hide certain costs. They take it out of the general fund and they put it into the insurance fund.
Well, this seems to be
we're getting to the public benefits, right?
Right. Well, I mean, but and also on the flip side, there's always whenever there's a budget problem, somebody finds money somewhere that it was squirreled away somewhere. So it makes sense that they would squirrel away stuff they want to pay for in other places when they couldn't pay for it. So if that is in fact the case, what would you like to see done to change that?
So over the summer of 2024 and the fall, I had, and into the winter, I had the privilege of serving on a working group that was created by the legislature last year to look at the insurance fund and where the money goes. And we learned that a sizable portion of it goes to a very important state agency. It's called the Office of Health Strategies. And I'm going to tell you, they do very important work. But their work is for the benefit of the entire state of Connecticut and every resident. So our argument has been that everybody, taxpayers, should fund that. And it should be in the general fund. The working group agreed. The legislators who served on the working group agreed. So the recommendation was to just change the funding source of OHS, the Office of Health Strategies, from the insurance fund to the general fund. A bill was raised this year, House Bill 7117. It was approved by the Insurance Committee. Now it's sitting on the agenda, the calendar for the House of Representatives to do precisely that. And it's not to do it in a one fell swoop.
Right.
It's over 5 years.
How much?
It's about $14 million a year.
Per year. Okay. Because, you know, asking for more money is not that popular right now,
and,
right?
And it's not asking for more money because right now it's being paid for by auto insurance policyholders, homeowners insurance policyholders, life insurance policyholders. The cost that you pay for your auto insurance, home insurance, life insurance has gone up because the funding for this agency was placed into the insurance fund.
Is this the first year that this bill is in the pipeline?
Yeah, we've talked about it. This precise bill, the way it's drafted, yes. We've talked about the issue for several years now. This is the most fully developed this legislation has been. Something we have been at the IAC pushing for a while, but really the work that the working group did was pretty extraordinary, really doing a deep dive into what the insurance fund is made up of and where the money goes.
Well, I think people want transparency, so I think it's a good thing that you did learn that. We're talking with Eric George, president of the Insurance Association of Connecticut. I guess the question is, a lot of good bills don't get pulled up for a vote. I mean, and sometimes it takes multiple years to get it through. What is your sense when talking to people at the Capitol that this might get a vote?
So I'm encouraged. I'm feeling what I like to say is I'm cautiously optimistic because you pointed out not every bill passes, but we've seen so much attention in the, and I'm just going to sort of shift as an analogy to the energy world and electricity. And people are rightfully so, concerned about the public benefits charge that is put into their electricity bill. Well, you should be equally concerned with the funding of non-insurance related state agencies that have been put into the insurance fund because that hits your insurance premium.
Right. Plus, you want things to be in the buckets they're supposed to be
in. That is correct.
I mean, that's sort of like, that's good government. Eric, it's great to see you as always.
Great to see you, sir.
Appreciate it. Eric George, again, president of the Insurance Association of Connecticut.